My name is Katia Aureli, and this dictation is for Lorraine Gillespie, L-O-R-R-A-I-N-E, last name G-I-L-L-E-S-B-I-E. The patient was seen on November 22nd, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage four. This CKD has remained stable. However, due to pre-renal azotemia secondary to dehydration, the GFR has decreased from 20 to 18. The creatinine has increased from 2.28 to 2.43. And the GFR, I'm in the BUN from 32 to 37. Period. The patient admits to not drinking water at all and drinking a significant amount of sweet tea. Period. We encourage her to increase her fluid, her water intake to prevent further dehydration and to decrease her intake of the sweet tea, period. There is evidence of selective and non-selective proteinuria with urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 121 milligrams from 110 milligrams and urine protein to creatinine ratio of 304 milligrams from 280 milligrams. There is evidence of pyuria. However, the patient denies any symptoms, period. We will closely monitor the kidney functions with CKD labs, period. Next line, hyperkalemia with serum potassium of 5.5. This could be related to the CKD or volume depletion from dehydration, period. We recommend that the patient decreases her intake of foods that are high in potassium, period. Per the patient, she has been consuming large amounts of high potassium-rich foods due to leg cramping. Period, we advised her to discontinue this practice to prevent any complications related to hyperkalemia. Period. We advised her to take magnesium supplementation instead, and we'll order further workup to assess the trends of the serum potassium, period. Next line, anemia of chronic disease with HNH of 9.8 and 32%. We will order iron studies, period. Next line, arterial hypertension with elevated blood pressure of 174 over 66. The patient states her blood pressure fluctuates at home. However, she was recently seen by her cardiologist 2 weeks ago, and her blood pressure medications were adjusted. Period. We recommend that she continues to monitor her blood pressure readings at home at least twice a day. Period. Next line, weight loss, which has improved. The patient has gained 2 pounds since the last visit and is doing well. Next line, she has a history of supraventricular tachycardia and sick sinus syndrome. However, she is asymptomatic. She is status quo pacemaker. She follows with Dr. Torres, cardiologist. Next line, hyperuricemia, which has improved with the uric acid of 6.1. Continue to monitor. Next line. History of history of invasive ductal cell carcinoma of the left breast that is post resection, and period. The patient is currently taking anastrozole, A-N-A-S-T-R-A-Z-O-L-E, which could possibly be causing the cramping of the legs. Period. She states since the last visit, she underwent a mammogram, which reveals possible returning of the breast cancer. Period. She follows with Dr. Paul William, oncologist in Davenport, and has an upcoming PET scan, PET. Period. She received cardiology clearance for possible surgery of the breast if necessary. Period. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in in 2 weeks to reassess the serum potassium level. And the rest of the labs will be completed in 3 months. The patient will contact us if she has any questions or concerns. And